I just want to reflect a little bit, I think, on our Lord's words, blessed are the poor in spirit. The kingdom of heaven is theirs. And I think you know this, you see, in the scriptures, there is this ideal person, the Anav, the poor man. Learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. Jesus is a poor man. The heart of it, you see, is relying totally on God and not on ourselves. And to be poor that way, those who are very poor anyway, I mean, they have to. What else can they do? We see the snow coming down again, and you think of downtown Washington and the people who are sleeping on the streets and are, you know, they're poor. Now, we've been insulated by a certain amount of material wealth. But we're poor. You see, a poor man is someone who delights in the experience of dependence on God. But you have to delight in it. You know, if we get sick, well, we're dependent on God. Whether we delight in it or not is something else. And that's a whole, that's the Anav, the Anavim. You've heard about the Anavim, right? The poor. See, it's these people who cultivate a way of life that keeps them dependent on God all the time. The queen of all the Anavim is Mary, totally dependent on God and obedient to him. You see, and so this text we have today, you see, is telling us, you know, no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me. This notion, you see, blessed are the poor in spirit. Now, as I say, sometimes we take that to mean you can be as rich as you want just so long as you're poor in spirit. But that's not exactly what the text is talking about. Because people who are poor in spirit cultivate a way of life that keeps them experiencing dependence on God. Delight in that experience. Well, it takes grace for that to happen. Not grace, but grace, you know, for that to happen. So how do we let the Lord take us to that blessed place where we're really dependent on God? Just do what he says day by day, and he'll bring us to that place of dependence on God. Just think of the incredible suffering of our Lord. You know, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. Totally abandoned, feeling abandoned on the cross by his Father, where he had placed all his life there, his human life. But that was to open up the way for us to learn what it means to depend upon God. The Lord wins us over little by little so that we can depend on God. And that's a poor man. And that's what this text is saying. See, you're a puff of smoke that appears briefly and then disappears. Instead, you should say, if the Lord wills it, we shall live to do this or that. Now, in certain languages, that's so built in, huh? Or certain cultures. We're going to the shop tomorrow, please God. No, it's just a phrase now, you know, but it's grounded on this notion that we're totally dependent on God. And if it's so, please God, we'll go to the store tomorrow. But we don't know that. We could be dead tomorrow. But it's cultivating that and finding freedom and peace in being that dependent on God. John of the Cross tells us, for instance, that the summit of that whole process of purification, which culminates in the dark night of the soul, the summit of that is an heroic act of hope. All of a sudden, with incredible clarity and pain, someone sees they are totally dependent on God for everything. And God, our Father, loves us so much, He's always drawing us to Himself. What He has in plan, His plan for us, is an eternity of unimaginable joy, dwelt in by the Trinity. So that the very life principle by which we, our bodies and our souls live forever, is the Trinity Himself. And that's what's behind these things that are being said here. And that's why our Lord, see, look at the humility. We saw someone driving out demons in your name and we tried to stop him. Because he doesn't follow us, you see. He's not part of our club, you see. And Jesus says, don't prevent him. There's no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me. Now, people can try that. Do you remember the famous bunch, guys? In, I think it was Ephesus, but I've forgotten now where. And they're trying to drive out this demon, right? In the name of Jesus Christ, whom Paul preaches. They don't even know who he is. Demon, go. And the guy turns and beats the whole bunch of them up. So I think the invitation to us is to let the Lord bring us today to a deeper level of trust in Him. Because that's a poor man. So you can meet people to whom the Lord has entrusted a lot of material wealth who are poor. They really rely on God for everything. And of course, they care for the poor. I'm thinking of somebody right now. He's been dead quite a while, but a friend, Peter Grace. Peter was the owner of Grace Lines and Grace everything, Pan Am and all that kind of stuff. But he was a very direct and simple man. And very vigorous, fellow, but I mean a very simple man. In other words, the Lord was moving him toward this kind of a heart. We should pray for that.